A Time for Everything by Greg Laurie. Read by Jason Brown. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Has it ever seemed as though God has let you down? Perhaps it appeared that he didn't come through for you in your hour of need, or that he somehow forgot about you. Maybe you asked him to do a certain thing, and he didn't do it as quickly as you wanted him to. He just seemed too late. One reason we sometimes feel that way is because we live on a human schedule. There is a time when we wake up. There is a time when we eat lunch. There is a time we go to sleep. Our lives are governed by schedules. We can waste a lot of time, however. In an average lifetime, Americans will spend 6 months sitting at traffic lights, waiting for them to change, spend 1 year searching through desk clutter looking for a misplaced object, spend 8 months opening junk mail, spend 2 years trying to call people who aren't in, spend 5 years waiting in lines, and spend 3 years in meetings. I guarantee that I've spent more than that. And in 1 year, the average American will spend 1,700 hours watching television. Somehow, God doesn't seem to be bound by the same schedules we live by, because he lives in the eternal realm. We live in the physical and temporal realm. Therefore, it's hard for us to understand how God can work outside of our schedules. He keeps a different schedule than we do. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in his time." God is above time, and when it seems as though he is late, this is what we need to remember. God is never late. He is always on time. We may lose sight of God, but he never loses sight of us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to trust in your timing. You promise that you will never abandon us and that all things will work for your promise. Amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.